In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The revelation of this book is from Allah, the Almighty, the Wise. Certainly, we have revealed to you the book with the truth. Therefore, worship Allah, offering Him your sincere obedience. Beware, sincere true obedience is due to Allah alone. As for those who take other guardians besides Him and justify their conduct, saying, "We worship them only that they may bring us nearer to Allah," surely Allah will judge between them concerning all that which they differ. Allah does not guide him who is a liar and a disbeliever. If Allah had intended to take a son, He could have chosen anyone He pleased out of His creation. Glory be to Him. He is Allah, the One, the Irresistible. He created the heavens and the earth to manifest the truth. He causes the night to succeed the day, and the day to overtake the night. He has subjected the sun and the moon to His law, each one following a course for an appointed term. Beware, He is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving. He created you all from a single person. Then from that person He created His mate. He also created for you 8 head of cattle in pairs. He creates you in the wombs of your mothers in stages, one after another, in 3 layers of darkness. This is Allah, your Rabb. To Him belongs the sovereignty. There is no God but He. How can you then turn away from Him? If you disbelieve, then you should know that Allah does not need you. He does not like ingratitude from His servants. Therefore, if you are grateful, He is pleased with you. On the day of judgment, no bearer of burdens will bear the burden of another. Ultimately, all of you have to return to your Rabb. Then He will tell you the truth of all that you did in this life. Surely He knows even the secrets of your hearts. When some trouble befalls man, he cries to his Rabb and turns to Him in repentance. But no sooner does He bestow on him His favor than he forgets whom he had prayed before and sets up rivals to Allah, thus misleading others from His way. Tell such people, enjoy your unbelief for a little while. Certainly you will be of the inmates of the hellfire. Can he who is obedient pass the hours of night prostrating in worship or standing in adoration, fearing the hereafter and hoping to earn the mercy of his Rabb, be compared to the man who does not? Are the knowledgeable and the ignorant equal? In fact, none will take heed except the people of understanding.